Hi, my name is Ibartu Boetes, and this is Word With You. And this week we're going to be speaking a little bit about faith and looking at different people in the Bible, seeing what we can learn about them and through their lives concerning faith. And I want to start out with what we, the guy we call the father of faith, called Abraham. Now, we read about him quite often in the Bible, even though he lived way in the Old Testament in the time of Genesis. But I want to read a passage, just one verse out of Hebrews 11, where it says that by faith, Abraham, though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. So basically what he says is that even though Abraham was old and he was really past the age of having kids, as it was with his wife Sarah, they considered God, who had made the promise, to be faithful in fulfilling the promise that he had made. Now, there's something about God that we always have to remember when it comes to our faith, when it comes to the promises that he made, and that is that he never goes back on his word. When God promises something, then we can, like we used to say, you know, we can take that to the bank. He is a fulfiller of the words that he has made and the promise that he has made. Now, we know Abraham's story, that he was an old man when God made this promise to him. And even though he believed, it still took about 25 years for that word to come into fulfillment. So I believe there are two things when it comes to the faith that we need for everyday living, what we need to really bring pleasing, to be pleasing unto God through our faith, that we look at Abraham's life and we see that he is one, he is a person that believes in God's promises, that he takes that promise to be the truth and he holds on to that promise even though it might seem impossible physically. That's the one thing. And that the other thing is that sometimes faith requires for us really to wait. We know that faith is action. We know that from the New Testament, from what we learn in the book of James, that faith requires an action. It requires us to do something. It's not enough just to say, you know what, I believe God can do it. We have to take that and take that over into action. But what we see in Abraham's life is an active waiting. It is saying, you know what, God, I believe, and I believe that you will come through, that you are able to fulfill the promise that you had made, even though it's humanly not possible. I believe you for that, but still it requires for us to wait. In this day and age that we live in, my dear friend, I know that it is hard for us to do this waiting thing. We don't want to wait too long for the food that we order in the restaurant. We don't want to wait for the gates to open. We don't want to wait for anything in life. We live in a time where everything has to happen instantly. But with God, although he is able to do something immediately, sometimes the test for us is not only to believe for him to be able to do it, but also to believe in his timing. What is it that you are believing God for? What promises are there that he has made over you? You might be saying today, you know what, but I've never received a promise from God. No one has ever spoken a word to me, or God has never specifically given me any promise concerning myself or my life. I want to say to you, my friend, the word, the Bible is full of promises that belong to the kids, to the children of God. And so when we start going through the Bible, when we start seeing the promises that he makes, like that he would make all things work together for our good when we are in Christ Jesus, according to Romans 8 verse 28, you know, that we are in his love and that nothing can pluck us from his hand. You know, that's something Jesus said. Another thing is that he said when we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, he would add everything that we need unto us, that we don't even have to worry about where we would stay and what we would eat and so forth. But when we seek first his kingdom and when we stand in faith and that promise, then we have access to it through faith. I want to say to you that we have to actively trust God for every promise that he has made for us, knowing that when he has made the promise, he is faithful, he is true, he is just, he will not go back on his word, but that we should not sit around waiting, but to wait actively for that promise. If it's okay with you, I just would like to pray with you now and just speak a blessing over you. Father God, In Jesus' name, I want to speak into fulfillment every promise that you have made over every person that listens to this broadcast now. And I want to say, Lord, may your blessing and your favor just rest upon their lives. Lord, we want to actively trust you for every promise to come through in the name of Jesus, not for our sake, Lord, but for your glory. Let us be like this great man of faith, Abraham, in waiting patiently, Father, for you, and yet still knowing that you are one, you are someone, you are a God who is true and who is faithful, and that when you make a promise, that promise comes to fulfillment. We trust you and we believe in the name of Jesus. Amen. Have a good day.